We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Beis. In the previous Shir, we did paragraph Aleph, which gave the introduction from chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal picks up from there, hoping that we're familiar with the chapter in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'china shmoina simei Chanukah. With that Torah on Likutei Moran, we'll be able to have a new insight into the 8 days of Chanukah. Ki malchus yovon horisho omdal Yisroel lashkicham torosoi ulaviram al chukei ritzoinoi. We know that the kingdom of the Greeks wanted to get the Jewish people to forget the Torah completely and to go against the will of Hashem. Ze bechinas haklipa v'asidra achro shemizgaberes chas v'sholem v'roitze lahashlich esodom chas v'sholem lebechinas sheina. This represents the forces of the sidra achro that try very hard to throw a person into sleep. We know that according to the Gemara, sleep is 1/60th of death. Shehi bechinas histalkus hamoichin. And sleep also represents a time when the brain shuts down almost completely. Histalkus hashivim ponim latoira, which also means the person disengaging from the 70 connections to the Torah, from the 70 faces of the Torah, as they refer to. V'roitze chas v'sholem lashkiach ha-Torah legamri, and the Sitra Achra wants us to forget the Torah completely, to be totally disconnected from it. Hainu lahapiloi chas v'sholem mikol hashivim ponim, meaning to cause us to fall away from all 70 faces of the Torah, all 70 channels, interpretations of the Torah. Kemo shehoya bimei malchus yovan orishor, as was the case during the time of the Greek kingdom and culture. The evil one, shegozru gezerois meshunois, they made all kinds of strange decrees, terrible decrees. V'chol gezerosom hoya levatel Yisrael me'atoyrav ha-mitzvahs. And what it was really all about was getting the Jewish people to stop observing the Torah and its mitzvahs. Interesting, Rav Nosson Zal, in Likutei Tfilos, in several places, when he speaks about the enemies of the Jewish people attacking us and being against us and hating us, he writes there in speaking to Hashem that, Hashem, you know very well that the reason why they hate us is because of the Torah. It's nothing personal. What it's really all about is it's an attack on you. It's them wanting to take us away from observing and fulfilling and being connected to the Torah. Ki rotzu lahashkiach ha-Torah legamri chas v'shalom. They wanted the Torah to be completely forgotten. Hainu lahapiles Yisrael mikol hashivim ponim la-Torah, meaning to cause the Jewish people to fall away completely from all 70 channels of the Torah. V'alkein timu kol hashmanim shel ha-menorah. This will explain why the Greeks were specifically interested in defiling the oil that was used for the menorah. Ki shivas haneirois shel ha-menorah shebeis hamikdash shoyakoyin madlik b'kol laila, because the 7 candles of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which the Kohen used to light every single evening, ze b'china shivim ponim la-Torah, correspond to the 70 interpretations of the Torah, sheklulim b'shivas haneirois, which are all included in these 7 candles, kol echod kol me'eser. Each one of the candles is a tens unit. So those 7 candles represent the 70 lights of the Torah. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. Because there's a pasuk that says very clearly that the mitzvahs are referred to as candles and the Torah is referred to as the light of the candle. So the menorah represented the Torah. And the 7 candles of the menorah represented the 70 paths in the Torah. Ki hashivim ponim la Torah. Somebody asked me about this yesterday. Here Rav Nosson Zal defines it. Ki hashivim ponim la Torah heim shivim oirois. The terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, of the 70 faces of the Torah refers to 70 lights. Bechinas Torah or, the Torah is a form of light. Bechinas ponim meirois, just like we speak about a person's face being lit up. So when we talk about the faces of the Torah, we're talking about the light of the Torah. Ve'elu ashivim ponim shivim oirois, and these 70 faces, 70 lights, klulim b'shivas haneirois shebebeis hamikdash, are included in these 7 candles of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. V'al kein hoyo ha-koyen madlikom b'kol laila, and this will also explain why the kohen would light the menorah every single night. Ze bechinas his oirus hasheno al yedei hashivim ponim la Torah. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there on Likut Imran, about waking up a person from their spiritual sleep using the 70 faces of the Torah. That each aspect of the Torah is an alarm clock. It's a wake up. It's something that inspires a person and motivates a person to come out of their sleep, out of death. We said sleep is a 60th of death, and Torah is life. We say, kihi chayecha v'orach yamecha. So if sleep is death, Torah wakes up from sleep. Torah gets a person out of sleep. These 70 faces of the Torah. And that's why the Kohen lit the menorah every single night, because nighttime, ki balaylo, oz mispashetes hashena boilam, because when night comes, sleep spreads over the world. V'alkein hoyo'oz ha-koyin madlik ha-neirois. And that's why at that point in time, the koyin would light these candles, shein b'chinas shivim ponim, kedei lahachnia u'leshaber b'chinas hashena, in order to defeat and smash the sleep, meaning shuloy tizgaber al Yisrael chas v'shom, that the sleep should not try to drown the Jewish people, should not try to destroy Klal Yisrael chas v'shom. V'al kein malchus yovan horsho, and therefore the evil kingdom of the Greeks, sherotzu lahapiles Yisrael mikol hashivim ponim, where their goal was to obliterate the Torah, to obliterate the 70 faces of the Torah, v'rotzu lashkicham toirosoy legamri, they wanted to get us to forget the Torah completely. Shezeo b'china shena, which means they wanted to put us to sleep, either permanent sleep, death, or at least spiritually asleep. Al kein timul kol hashmonim. That's why they defiled all the oils, kedei levatel chas v'shom shiva saneira shel menorah, in order to shut down the 7 candles of the menorah, kedei lahapil chas v'shalom es Yisrael mikol hashivim ponim, and thereby cause Klal Yisrael to fall away from the 70 faces of the Torah. V'Hashem Yisporach omad be'ezraseinu. However, Hashem stood up to help us. And Hashem performed incredible miracles in those days, at that particular time, at the time of Chanukah. And the Jewish people were privileged to defeat the Greeks and to humble them. And a wondrous miracle occurred, shedolak hashemen shmoina yomim, that a small vial of oil that was only enough on a natural level to burn for one day, a miracle occurred and it burned for 8 days. Sheze bechinas hisoyerus hasheno al yedei sipurei maisius shel shonim kadmonius. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran, that when a person is very, very asleep, when a person falls into a terrible deep sleep, the only way to wake them up is through stories of ancient times, from Shonim Kadmonios. ki shivas haneirois, because the seven candles hem keneged shivas yomim, correspond to 7 days. Shehem b'china shivim ponim, which corresponds to the 70 faces of the Torah. Shivim shana, the 70 years of a person's standard life. Sheklulim b'shivas yomim, which are basically based on 7 days. Weeks. Our life is measured by weeks, generally. V'ze b'chinas his'oirus ha'sheino alidei sipurei ma'isiyas shebekerif shonim. So when we speak about the 70 years, or the 7 days of the week, then we're talking about stories that are relatively current, shebekerif shonim, stories in recent years, stories of things that took place in recent years. That's the 70 faces. That's the 70 years. That's the seven candles. Avalos, however, at that time, at the time of the Greeks, shetimu kol hashmanim, where the Greeks succeeded in defiling all the oils, verotzu lashkiach toirosu legamri, and they wanted to cause us to forget the Torah totally, Shirotsu lahapil mikol hashivim ponim. They wanted to disconnect us from all 70 faces. Ule kalkel velifgoim chas v'shalom kol hashmonim shel shiva saneirois, and to mess up and to defile all of the oils that were used for those seven candles. Alke nasenes shedola kashemen shmoina yomim. Therefore, Hashem performed the miracle whereby the oil burned for 8 days. Ushmoina yomim zebchina shonim kadmoinis. 8 days represents ancient years. We said seven, there's 7 days in a week, there's 7 years in a Shemitah, there's 70 years in a standard lifetime of a person. That's all the sevens. When we go to eight, we're leaving the physical world. The world, this world, was created in 7 days. When we go to the number eight, we know we're talking about beyond this, before that, ancient times. Shanim kadmonios, shehem lemalo mikol hashivim ponim, which is a level that's above all 70 faces of the Torah. Shivim shanim, above the 70 years. Kishmoinas yemei Chanukah. Nimshochim bechinas bina almadasi, because the 8 days of Chanukah draw their light from bina, which is referred to as olam haba. Bina is referred to as the eighth level. When we start counting from the bottom up, from malchus up, chesed is number seven, and that's the seven lower spheroids. When we go to the number eight, we're leaving that lower level, we're going into the upper level, to Bina. Because this is what the miracle was really about at the time. Hashem performed an incredible wonder. Shehimshich b'chinas his'oyeruth hasheina mebechinas shonim kadmoinios. Hashem drew a power to wake us up from ancient years. Hashem drew it from way, way back. Shehu b'chinas shmoinas yomim. That's the concept of the 8 days. Why? Kimach masherotzu lahapel es Yisrael mikol hashivim ponim. Because of the fact that the Greeks were going all over those 70 faces and trying to disconnect us from that, and they messed that up totally. Alkein lo yhoyo efshir lo yirom. Therefore, it was impossible for Hashem to inspire us, to wake us up. Kim alidei b'china shana kadmoinias. Unless Hashem went beyond the 70 years. He went back to before the 70 years, to the ancient times. Asher mishom nimshochim kol hashivim ponim. That's where the 70 faces of the Torah receive their light from. That's their boss. Shehim b'chinas shiva saneiros. The 70 faces of the Torah correspond to the seven candles. That's why it was impossible to light those seven candles in the Beis HaMikdash, which correspond to the 70 standard faces of the Torah, without Hashem pulling a trick out of his bag, and Hashem going above all of that, going above to the 8 days. That symbolizes tapping into the power of stories that go beyond the 70 years, that go above that to ancient times. Bechinas Yom Hashmini, the 8th day. Kimishom nimshochim kol hashivim ponim. Because it's from that 8th day, it's from the shonim kadmonis, the ancient times, that the 70 faces of the Torah draw their light. Kol shiva saneros, which are all the 7 candles of the menorah. So that's what happened then, a few thousand years ago. V'alkein nikba mitzvah zu l'doyrois b'chol shana v'shana. And now we'll explain why our rabbis established this mitzvah of lighting the candles for generations, every single year. Ki b'chol dor v'dor, because throughout every single generation, b'frat b'golus hamar hazeh, especially during this bitter exile that we're going through now, Shehu Golus Oroich Moid, which is a very long exile, Shemizgaberes Hasitrachra Becholeis, where the other side keeps fighting all the time and they're getting stronger all the time, Veroitze Chas V'Shalom Lahapeles Yisrael Abchina Shena Mikol Hashivim Ponim, and they want to try to throw the Jewish people down, to knock us down, to disconnect us from all 70 channels of the Torah. Therefore, Hashem has given us these 8 days of Chanukah, bechol shana v'shana, every single year, by us lighting these 8 days of Chanukah, the candles, to remember, to commemorate the great miracle that took place with the oil of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, al yidei ze onu ma'oirin u'mamshichin b'chinas he'oro me'b'chinas sipure ma'isiyas shel shonu kadmonius. That's how we today are tapping into that light of the stories of ancient times. But hold on a second, there's no storytelling sessions on Chanukah. Most people don't read Megillas Chanukah, even though there is a Megillas Antiochus. So where's the story? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki pirsum maisa hanes shel hashemen shadolak shmoinis mi Chanukah, because the publicizing of the miracle of the oil that burned for the 8 days, ze bechina sipur maisa shel shonim kadmonius. That itself is telling the story. That itself is telling a story of ancient times. When our children, when our family sees us lighting the menorah, or when people walk by outside and they see the menorah, they say, you know what that is? That's to commemorate the story that took place many years ago when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Ki zeh hanes nimshach misham, because this miracle of Chanukah comes from there, mebechinas yoim hashmini, from the 8th day, almadosi, which corresponds to olam haba. This physical world, the materialistic world, is guided by the number 7 days of creation, 7 days in a week. When we talk about the 8th, we're leaving this world, we're going into tapping into the next world. Shehi bechinas shonim kadmonios, which represents ancient times, before the 70 years. Shemishom nimshochim kol hashivim ponim kol shivas haneros. That's where these 70 faces and 7 candles draw their light from. V'alkein al yidei pirsum mais nes ze shel Chanukah, and therefore, by publicizing this miracle of Chanukah, shehu bechinas mais shel shon kadmonios, which is a story that took place a long, long time ago, in ancient times, This has the power to wake us up out of the sleep that the Yetzirah and the Sitrachra is trying to put us to sleep, you know, nowadays while we're in exile. We mentioned that the Arizal says that one of the reasons why Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah is Miloshin Shena, Rosh Hashena, a new beginning of sleep. Every single year the Yetzirah comes down with a new briefcase as to how he's going to put people to sleep for another year, spiritually asleep, how he's going to get them to forget their true mission in life, to forget about Hashem and the Torah, and get them involved in iPhones and Z phones and Bufa, all of this nonsense, to distract us from focusing on the mission. Clock ticking, there's a Torah available, which is a tree of life. I don't want to die. I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be a walking corpse. I want to be alive, and I'm as alive as I'm plugged into this Torah, into these 70 channels of the Torah. Aval mi shenofal mikol hashivim ponim. However, a person who has fallen spiritually so far down that he's become disconnected from all 70 faces of the Torah, yicholon lo iroi. We still have the ability to wake him up, to inspire him through the story of this miracle of the 8 days of Chanukah, which is a story of ancient times. That's where the 70 faces of the Torah receive their light from. Kol Shiva Saneres, which is the 7 candles. And that's how we're able to wake up and to inspire and motivate even a person who has fallen asleep from all 70 faces of the Torah. This is why we find that there are Jews who are unaffiliated. There are Jews who are, Rachmona Litzlan, conservative, reform, and then past that, completely unaffiliated, who have just about zero contact with the Torah, with any part of the Torah, any aspect of it. From Bereishis till Sos HaBrocha. Gemara, Talmud for sure, no connection whatsoever. And yet it comes to celebrating Hanukkah, they're in. A menorah, they'll put a menorah in the wit. Some kind of a connection. Because as we said, the Torah, in all its beauty, with all its power, is these 70 faces, 70 channels, which correspond to the standard 70 years of a person's life in this world, and which is represented by the 7 candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's possible, when the Sitrachra is strong enough, when the forces of Tumah, the Yetzirah is strong enough, it's possible for him to disconnect a Jew from all of that, all of those 70 faces. And now what? You mention Torah to the person, never heard of it, and no want to hear, no interest in it whatsoever. And therefore, the only way to help a Jew at that point in time is you have to go above the Torah. You have to go above these 70 faces to where they get their light from, which is these ancient stories. Sipure Maisius Mishonim Kadmoinius. That precedes, that's a level of light that taps into Bina, which is above the Torah. As Rabbi Nazal explains very elaborately there in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. Now, paragraph Gimel. V'alkein, and now you'll understand why Chanukah is situated exactly where it is. The holiday of Chanukah is celebrated during the longest winter nights. It's called it's the end of Kislev and the beginning of Teves. That's when you have the longest hours of winter. Because at that time, when the nights are longest, that means the sleep, the power of sleep is strongest. Arichus Hagolus, the length, the long exile that we're going through, Shedoyim Elalayla, which is compared to nighttime. V'oz daika mo'irin me'ashena. And it's then when the night is strongest and longest, that's when we're trying to wake people. We're given this injection, this power of the holiday of Hanukkah to wake us up from our sleep. U'meshabrim hashena. We destroy the sleep. We defeat the sleep. Al yidei shmoinas yimei Hanukkah. Through these 8 days of Hanukkah, shehem bechinas shonim kadmoinios, which represent ancient times. She'al yodom mo'irim me'ashena, afilu mi she'ez gabrol of harich ha'shena mo'oy. That's a power that can wake up even a person who's very, very deeply asleep. She'nofal mikol ha'shinim po'n la'torach ha'shor. A person who has become disconnected from all 70 connections to the Torah. Afal pikein, still, despite that, we can wake up that person, we can revive them, we can bring them back to life, al yidei maisa hanes shel shmoinis mei Chanukah, through the story of the miracle of the 8 days of Chanukah, shehem bechina shonim kadmoinis, which is an ancient story, and which represents these shonim kadmoinis. It represents a higher level. Lahavdil, we've mentioned this example many times, that you have children, parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. When we speak about the midos of Hashem, the lower midos, netzach choyd yesoid, are referred to as children. The level above that, chesed gvura teferes, is referred to as parents. The level above that, chachma bin odas, is referred to as grandparents. And the keser is referred to as sovin de sovin, great-grandparents. And we know, every one of us knows, that parents could be nice and could be less nice. They could say yes, they could say no. When you get to grandparents, it's almost impossible for grandpa or grandma to say no. They don't know how, they don't want to, a million different reasons. That's this concept that when a person needs a standard Yeshua, they can go to the parents, they can go to the lower levels, they can go to the regular stories. When a person needs a big Yeshua, when $100,000 won't help him, he needs $1 million or more, he can't go to the standard levels because they don't have what it takes. He's got to go above that. He's got to reach above that to the billionaire level. He's got to reach to the grandparents, to the shonim kadmoinias, to ancient times, and connect over there. There's enough kindness and enough light to be able to revive even him, to be able to solve his problem. And with this, we'll understand what our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, sheshir hashemen shel hamenorah, that the quantity of oil that the Kohen had to put into the cups in the menorah was chatzi loig b'chol laila, a half a loig of oil every single night. We know that our Kiddush cups are a quarter of a loig. A revius is something like 3.5 ounces, approximately. So they used 7 ounces. Each one of those cups in the menorah was a chatzi loig, not a quarter loig, a half a loig, double loig, a quarter, 7 ounces, to make sure that it would burn even through the long nights. V'zeh hashir lelele tkufas teve sarukim. The Gemara says, why so much? The Gemara says, because we want to make sure that it's going to burn through the long nights of teves. Hainu kanal. This fits in beautifully with what we're saying over here. Ki ikra bechina shivas haneirah shel menorah, because the main mission of these 7 candles of the menorah is heim bechina shivim ponim la Torah. They represent the 70 faces of the Torah, bechinas hisoirus hashena, which is what wakes a person up from his sleep. We know that the Yetzirah, his mission is to put us to sleep spiritually. The Gemara says that Hashem says, Borosi Yetzirah, I created this monster. I created this guy. And Borosi Torah Tavlin, I also created the Torah, which is the antidote to him. He's trying to put you to sleep. I got a pill that wakes people up. It's called a Torah. That's the real waker-upper. V'alkein shiaru rabbeisenu zal hashemen lelele tkufas teves harukin. And this is why the rabbis taught us about the menorah, not Hanukkah. We're talking about the menorah that they lit every night in the Beis HaMikdash, that you light it in order to cover the long nights of teves, telling us that that's what the menorah is really about. It's recognizing that there is this nighttime, there is this time of sleep, and the Yetzirah tries to put people to sleep all the time, and we're fighting it with this menorah, with this light, the light being the 70 faces of the Torah, and sometimes we have to go even above that. Now, Rav Nosson Zalei adds, V'zeh b'chinas ner hamarovi. With this, we'll also understand another thing that the Gemara tells us, that the western candle of the menorah, shehoya edus shehashchina shura b'Yisrael, was a testimony, a permanent testimony, that Hashem is with us. Ki mimeno hoya maschil, because that was the candle that was lit first, ubo hoya mesayim, and yet that was the candle that burned the longest. If it lit first, it should have gone out first. No, it burned the longest to show miracle, to show that this is not a place of teva, nature. This is above nature. And above nature means Hashem saying, hi guys, I'm here. We know that Kavyochel Hashem hides behind nature. The word hateva, the Arizal says, is bigematria elokim. That's Hashem in hiding. When Hashem pulls the curtain, when Hashem changes, overrides nature, and causes something unnatural to take place, that's when he's really showing himself. Because the Gemara tells us that candle will never be extinguished. That ner hamaravi never went out. Lerames, to hint to us, she'oz ho Yisrael mikushorom lavim shvashamayim. That even then, the Jews, not even then, that at that point in time, the Jews were connected to Hashem. And we did not fall into a sleep that disconnects us from all 70 faces of the Torah, which are represented by the seven candles. Because again, there was one candle, that candle that he lit first, never went out. It always continued burning. To show that the Jews were always plugged in to one of those 70 faces of the Torah. We were always still holding on. Avol, however, kishegovru hu avoinois, when we fell into more and more sins, when the sins got worse, and that western candle was extinguished. And afterwards the Jews were exiled. And the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And even when Hashem allowed us to return to Israel and to build the second Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't really a complete solution, wasn't a complete redemption. And even though Hashem gave us a second Beis HaMikdash, there were hints that that was only going to be with us temporarily, that that wasn't going to be the permanent one yet either, and that was also going to be destroyed. Al kein, therefore, Hashem Yisborach, Shehu Mole Rachmim, Hashem who is full of kindness, V'shoiked Tomid Al Takonis Bnei Yisrael, and is always doing everything he possibly can to help the Jewish people, Leval Yoivdu Bagola Sorach Hazeh, so that we shouldn't go lost completely in this, during this long exile, Shubchinas Laila, which is compared to the dark of night, Bchinas Sheino Aruka Moid, when we are referred to as being in a very long sleep, Alkein Hikdim Refua Lamako. That's why Hashem prepared the cure before the illness. And he performed this great miracle of the 8 days of Chanukah, which is an example of a story of ancient times. And this mitzvah was established for all generations to come. Bishvil Pirsume Nisa, to publicize the miracle. Why are we publicizing the miracle? Why are we broadcasting the miracle? Kedei lesaper sipur maisa hanes hazeh shel b'chinas shanu kadmonias. Because in doing that, we're telling over this story of ancient times, kedei lehisoirer me'ashena, in order to wake us up from the deep sleep that we're in. Afilu bagolus orach hazeh, even during this long, long exile. Even a person who has fallen away, has become disconnected from all 70 standard channels of the Torah. Because it's from these ancient stories, that's where the 70 faces of the Torah receive their light. And therefore, through this story, we can wake up anybody, even those people who have fallen away from all 70 faces of the Torah, this story can wake them up. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'ze b'chinas lehadlik ner Chanukah roshei tevois nachal k'mo shemuva b'kisvi Arizal. And this is why the Arizal tells us that when a person is saying the blessings on the candles, on the Chanukah candles, that first bracha that he says, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, he's supposed to have in mind that the first letters of those three words spell the word Nachal, a stream, which is a nickname of Bina. We know there's a Pasuk Zebachinas, the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 18, Nachal Noivea Mekor Chochma, a stream that flows, whose origin, whose source is in Chachma. Shemishom nimshochem b'china sipurei ma'isi yishal shon kadmoni yoyis. It's in Bina that are found these stories of ancient times. Ki nachal noivea ze b'chinas Bina, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that nachal noivea is a nickname for Bina. Yoyim hashmini, which is referred to as the eighth day, Shehu Bechina Shonim Kadmonia is Kadua, which is also referred to in Sfarim as ancient times. Recent times is 70 years. A lifetime, a standard lifetime, is 70 years. If we go beyond 70, we go to 80, we go to the 8th, that's already ancient. That's called ancient. Paragraph Dalid. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues moving along through the chapter in Likutei Moran. We mentioned that that chapter 60 touches on about 10-15 major topics. Rav Nosson Zal is going from one to the next. First, he addressed the issue of sleep. He spoke about the issue of sleep and waking, what sleep represents, and waking up from sleep, that there's a standard sleep and there's a super sleep and there's a standard wake-up call, regular stories. And then there's the stories from ancient times. V'al-yedei his-oyerus ha-shena. And when people are awakened from their sleep, ayidei zeh yoytzei hadibur, then the speech comes forth in its full power. Most people, when they're sleeping, are relatively quiet. They're not talking. And even those that talk in their sleep, that's not really talk. Usually it don't make that much sense what they're saying. So that's not real dibur. Just like we said that sleep is compared to exile. When the Jewish people are in exile, exile is like being in a state of sleep, hibernation, going into a cave, hibernation. Coming out of sleep, coming out of exile, is when we're able to speak. That's why the holiday that commemorates coming out of exile is called Pesach. The Arizal says, Peh, Soch, the mouth speaks. Because when we were in exile, when we were asleep, we weren't doing much talking. Now we're out, we're free. And here again, in recent times, in more recent times, those Jews that still remember the Jews who came out of Russia, Soviet, the huge Soviet prison called the USSR, if you ever saw any of those people, you saw that they were very speechless. They were very, very slow to talk. They usually avoided speaking. And when they did speak, they were always looking around to see who's listening. Because again, that was the exile. What the exile was about was that they were imprisoned. They couldn't speak freely. They couldn't speak their mind. They couldn't speak what they really wanted to or needed to speak about. So when we're woken up from our sleep, the dibur comes forth. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that's the pasuk lahatir peh ilmim, to open up the mouths of those who are mute. K'mo shekosu b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this over there in chapter 60. V'zeh b'chinas ha-halel shel Chanukah. With this we'll understand the ultimate speech, the highest level of speech that Jews give forth is Hallel, where we make a bracha. This is such a, Rav Nosson says in another place in the Gemara, this is such an incredible thing. When in the world do we make a bracha on a prayer? You make a bracha on a watermelon, that I understand. You make a bracha on seeing something phenomenal. But to make a bracha on a prayer is a bracha. You make it a bracha on a bracha? The answer is yes, that Hallel is so big, so huge. This prayer of Hallel is such an unbelievable praise of Hashem. It's such a high level of closeness to Hashem that it requires a bracha to get in like. You know, Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Gishon Soisev Etzivonu Likroyes HaHallel. So this is the Hallel of Chanukah. Shebishvil zeh hukbu shmoynes hayomim elu, about which these days were established. The holiday of Chanukah was established as an opportunity, as a time to give exceptional praise and gratitude to Hashem. K'mo shoyimrim, as we say in Al Hanisim, v'kavu shmoynes yemei Chanukah elu, the rabbis established these 8 days for what? Eating latkes? No, lahoidois ulahale leshimcha gadol, to give praise and blessing to Hashem's glorious name. That was the reciting of Hallel. Ki oz b'shmoynes yemei Chanukah, because then during those 8 days of Chanukah, aydei b'chinas hisoyrus hashena kanal, by waking up from our sleep, by lighting those 8 candles, which is the story of ancient times, and the candles are the 70 faces of the Torah, which are what wake us up. Our speech comes forth in its greatest glory, which is praising Hashem. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there as opening up the mouths of those who are mute. When a person's in exile, when a person's asleep, he's not singing and dancing. When a person comes out of that sleep, when they wake up from the sleep, then they're ready to sing and dance. Obviously, Rav Nosson Zal here is telling us that if a Jew wants to say Hallel legitimately, it can't be something that puts you to sleep. So that those individuals who recite Hallel like Kriya Shma Lamita, you know, with no sound at all, no excitement, nothing happy about it, nothing. It's not really what Hallel is all about. Hallel is supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be a wake-up experience. Val yedei lahatir peil mim. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on over there in Likutei Moharan to say that when we succeed in opening up the mouths that were closed, ayideizeh lahatir peh akorois, we also open up the openings of those women who are barren, who weren't able to have children until that point in time, we blast that door open. V'nifgodin akorois ayideizeh, and those women who weren't able to have children till then are suddenly blessed that they're able to have children. Kimavur kol zeh b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this very thoroughly over there in Likutei Moharan. V'ze b'chinas Chanukah. Now you'll understand something else about Chanukah, that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, the Arizal says, that Chanukah, hu oisio is chana, chaf vav. The word Chanukah has the chaf vav in it, which is the numerical value of Hashem's name, and it has chana in it. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki es chana ohev, because he loved Chana, her husband loved her, v'Hashem sogar rachma. But Hashem had closed her rechem. She was not producing children. Kimavur bekisvei ha'arizal bekavonas Chanukah. As the Arizal elaborates on this in his discussion about Chanukah, that Chanukah is tied into those women who have difficulty with having children being able to have kids. V'ze bechinas pekidas akorois. And this is the concept of opening up, making it possible for women who are barren to have children. Pekidas chana akora shenifgido vohilido es Shmuel. This corresponds to Hashem opening up chana, who was an akora, who was zoicha to give birth to a child called Shmuel, shemidosoi bechinas Chanukah, who represents Chanukah on a spiritual level. Bebechinas mashomar Shmuel, as we find Shmuel once made a statement, v'gam netzach Yisrael lo yeshoker. The victory of the Jewish people will not lie. Notice he spoke about netzach, ki tikein bechinas netzach kamuva, because the Arizal shows how Shmuel was the tikkun of the sphere of netzach. V'ze bechinas Chanukah, and that's tied into Chanukah, ki Chanukah upurim heim bechinas netzach v'hoid kemuva bekavonas. Because the Arizal tells us that Chanukah corresponds to the sphere of netzach, and Purim corresponds to the sphere of hoid. Interesting that today is the 35th day of the Omer, when we complete hoid. Malchus Shebehoid, we said last night. So we just completed the last 2 weeks were the week of Netzach and the week of Hoid that we just finished, which correspond to Chanukah and Purim. Now, question, didn't we just say a couple of minutes ago that Chanukah was Bina, the 8 days, which is it? The answer is that the Tikkuni Zohar says that the word Bina, Beis Yud Nun Hei, the Beis stands for Bina, the Yud is Yesoid, the Nun is Netzach, and the Hey is Hoid. There's a famous quote in the Zohar HaKodesh, Bina ad Hoid ispashtis, that the light of Bina is so big and so powerful that it extends, it spreads itself, reaching all the way down to Hoid. So Chanukah, which represents the Mid of Hoid, Chanukah receives from Bina. That's the 8 days of Chanukah. The eight represents Bina, and Chanukah itself represents this midah of Hoid. Paragraph Hey, Validei Pekidas Akorois, and when we succeed in achieving this, in that those women who seem not to be able to have children, suddenly, miraculously, a door opens up and they're able to have children. This brings down a strong respect and awe and fear of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal shows there, Validei Yira Nimshach Bechinas Arichus Yomim. And when this Yira is in place, it also brings long life. And it extends each day, making each day longer than the day before it. As we spoke about earlier, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. Fear and respect for Hashem adds days to a person's life. We know usually there's a concept of dying of fright. A person gets a sudden fright, Chas Hashem, it can actually kill them, or it can certainly shorten a person's life. Fear, panic, all of those kind of feelings, insecurities, all of those things. That That's when it's fear of the sitra achra. That's when it's fear that's coming from a bad place or a wrong place. Whereas the Torah tells us, when a person is zoiche, to direct their fear towards Hashem, their fear and respect towards Hashem, that kind of fear, not only doesn't it shorten a person's life, but it increases life. As the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem toisif yamim. It gives the person the ability to maximize every day. That one day of theirs could be like a month of somebody else. Vayidearichas yamim nimshach hashirus. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Kutimran that when a Jew is zoche to this long life, then they're zoche to wealth. Rabbeinu Zal shows there the psukim that connect the two. Validei hu ashirus zoichen lehizboinenus godol. And when a person is zoche to this wealth, this opens them up, avails them to the deep, deep level of Torah, hizboinenus of Torah. Ki ha-hizboinenus, now Rabbeinu Zal explains, ki ha-hizboinenus hu al yedei arichus haneshima. Because a deep understanding comes through a long breath. When a person is short of breath, when a person is out of breath or short of breath, the brain isn't working so well. When a person takes deep, deep breaths, people that are into health and things like that, they tell you a person has to train himself that most people breathe, they do about 20% or 40% of the lungs, filling up the lungs with air when they breathe, because they're not used to breathing really right. You see these health people who are into exercising and running, and even when they're not running, they train themselves to take deep breaths, filling their lungs with the air, with that oxygen, and that oxygen being led up to the brain, nourishing the brain, giving the brain a full infusion, that the person's thinking not at 30 volts, he's thinking at 3,000 volts. Is that the brain is awake and alert, powerful. Because this deep understanding is connected to the longevity of a person's breath. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the brain of a person feeds off the liquids of the body. Just like you have a candle, and in order for the candle to burn, you attach it to a cup of olive oil or to some source of fuel. So too the brain, which is compared to a candle, needs a source of fuel. That fuel is the liquids in the body. And therefore, if a person is careful to use the liquids properly, not to waste those liquids, chas v'shalom, then the brain is getting the full strength of what it needs to burn, to light brightly. Ayin shom kol ze heite b'maymar anal. Look over there very, very well at how Rabbeinu Zal elaborates over this in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas ho'esh shel hadlokas ner Chanukah. This ties into the concept of the fire of the Chanukah candles. Ze b'chinas yira. That fire represents fear. Ki hayira hi ke'esh boyeres. Because fear is like a raging fire. Kama shekosav, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, ki yiresem mipnei ho'esh. You were afraid because of the fire. So we see that fire is synonymous with fear. And usually fire destroys. Fire is a destructive force. But v'ho'esh shel ner Chanukah, the fire of the Chanukah candles, hu bebechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim, is a fire that not only doesn't it destroy, not only doesn't it shorten life, but it adds life. You had this little vial of oil that had enough oil to burn for one day. They lit a match to it, and it burned for 8 days. Bebechinas, yiras Hashem toisif yomim, as the Pasuk says, fear of Hashem adds days. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki Hashem alekecho eishoich lahu. Your Hashem is a destructive fire, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews. But viatem, but you, the Jewish people, hadveikim b'Hashem alekechem, when you attach yourselves to Hashem, chayim kulchem hayoim. You all live long. Today, you live solid. Ve'isa bezoyer HaKodesh, umuva divra benizal. The Zohar HaKodesh expounds on this. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes it in chapter 49 in the Likutei Moharan, Shezehu Shevach Milas Yisrael, that this is the incredible praise of the Jewish nation. Ki ho'esh ochlo koilo v'shatzei koilo, because fire eats up everything and destroys everything. Aval Yisrael am kodosh dveikim bebechinas eish ochlo. However, the holy Jewish nation, we have the ability to attach ourselves to this powerful fire. The Adarabba, and just the opposite, not only doesn't it destroy us, not only to us is it not a destructive fire, but rather, mekabla misham chius, we draw life from it. You know, fire usually shortens life. When we attach ourselves to Hashem, who is this fire, we draw life from him. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem alakechem. When you are dovuk to Hashem, when you attach yourselves deeply to Hashem, chayim, you're drawing life. Not only isn't it killing you, not only isn't the fire killing you, it's giving you tosefet chayim. V'ze bechinas yiras Hashem toisef yomim. And that's why the pasuk says, fear of Hashem adds days. Ki teva hayira lachomis ulahazik, because the nature of fear is to kill and to destroy. Ki rabim mesim oinizoikim aide pachad v'yira, because there are many people who die or are harmed through fears, different kinds of fears and phobias. Aval yira digdusha, whereas holy fear, a fear for Hashem, for holiness. Dehainu hayira mehashem yisborach, eishoichlo, the fear of Hashem, who is this destructive fire, keil godoil v'noira, the awesome great Hashem, himosefes chayim, that adds life to us. Bechinas yiras Hashem toisef yomim, ki adarabba, because just the opposite, mishom daiko mekablem chiyus varichas yomim. It's from the fire of Hashem that we draw long life. V'ze b'chinas ho'esh shel hadlokas ner Chanukah. And that's what the fire in those candles, the Chanukah candles, are all about. Ki teva ho'esh shemechalek kol dover shedolek boy. Because the nature of fire is that it destroys anything that it's burning from. U'bashemen shel Chanukah, whereas when it came to the Chanukah oil, Nas and Nes Godoil, an incredible miracle occurred. Shedolak Shemen Muat Shmoina Yomim. That a small quantity of oil that was barely enough for one day burned 8 days. V'loy Nisraf HaShemen Miad. The oil was not used up quickly the way it normally is. Ki Nimshach Ho'esh Miyira Digdusha. Because that fire was coming from the holy Yira, the constructive yira, mebechinas yiras Hashem toisef yamim, shayidezeh, through that, adarabba, just the opposite of the norm of fire, nidvasev brocha b'Hashemin, the fire injected a blessing into the oil, shenidlak al yidei oish hazeh, which was burning through that fire. We'll hold it over here.